Chapter 1. A Scandal in Venice. The city of Venice was in a state of great excitement. Its army had just returned from a successful war against the Turks, and everyone was celebrating the victory. There was a lot of talk about the army general, Othello. Some people had said that Othello should not be in charge of the army, because he was a black man. Now, however, people said that Othello was a good friend to Venice and a wonderful military leader. They remembered that Othello came from a noble Moorish family. There were two men in Venice who did not like Othello at all. Their names were Iago and Roderigo. Iago was an ambitious soldier, and he wanted to be Othello's second in command. He had just heard that the general had appointed someone else to this position, and he was disappointed and angry.
"I can't believe it,"
he told Roderigo bitterly.
"I'm a good soldier. Othello knows that. And I've got important friends here in Venice. But it's no good. He's given the job to Cassio, a man who doesn't know anything about war."
Roderigo looked suspiciously at his friend for a moment.
"What about all the money I lent you?"
he asked.
"You said you were sure to be Othello's second in command, and you'd pay me back then. What are you going to do now?"
Iago scowled angrily, but did not say anything. The two men walked on in silence for a while. Then Roderigo spoke again.
"Maybe you should leave the army,"
he suggested quietly.
"What's the point in staying if Othello doesn't promote you?"
"No, I'll stay in the army,"
Iago told him.
"But I'll tell you something, Roderigo. I've seen lots of soldiers who gave everything they had to the army."